Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around, not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That gets you, boy. We'll get back to the Kevin Petullo conversation. We are on Kevin Petullo Watch and Bo Bichette Watch. I need some sort of news before the show is over today. And I think both will be welcome with cheers here in Philadelphia. Certainly Bo Bichette will be.
You say be welcome with cheers. It's
yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, Petullo will be. What do you think there'll be a bigger positive reaction to? The Bo Bichette signing or the Kevin Petullo firing?
Kevin Petullo firing.
Man. Wow.
And you got little kids that are talking about.
What are you more excited to see?
Burger flipping and all the other
stuff. Signing or the Kevin Petullo fire? All right, let's ask Devin Caney, among other things. She joins us right now to unpack the end of the Eagles season and to figure out what is next for this team. Devin, how you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. Or I guess, you know, as well as we all can be, still recovering from that loss, but otherwise good. How are you guys?
Well, we're getting by.
Yeah, we're all right.
Arguing. That's what we do. Yeah. So, Devin, now that we're, you know, a full day and plus through it, what's the feeling you have that it ended? Because there's a couple ways you could think. Like, I kind of always felt it was coming, and I'm not surprised or shocked. I mean, they lost the home playoff game where clearly they were the more talented team and they gave it up. But what's the feeling you have, you know, a couple days post the game?
I think a mix of both, because it's shock that they lost in the way that they did, but also like not surprising that they lost in the way that they did. It was kind of poetic in a way, the way that the Eagles ended their season, you know, everything that had been plaguing them throughout the entire season, at least offensively. I do think defense kind of had a out of character performance against that Niners offense, but credit to Shanahan because he dialed up some good tricky plays and they did exactly what they were meant to do against this Eagles defense. But as far as the offense goes, I mean, we know that it was all the things that had been worrying us throughout all 18 weeks of the season. And I guess the biggest head scratcher to me is why it took the Eagles, or I guess they still haven't done anything about it technically, but you know, 19 weeks to figure out a solution to this offense. So I was shocked. I was confident did I have confidence that the Eagles would go back to the Super Bowl and win it? No, but given the landscape of the rest of the league in the postseason and especially the rest of the NFC, I thought we'd at least be heading to Chicago this weekend.
Dev, I'm kind of curious. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you.
No, go for it.
No, I was kind of curious. How close were you to the heated exchange between Coach Sirianni and AJ? And was it as bad as it looked on television?
Yes, I was right behind the receiver's bench when that happened. So I got a front row seat to that exchange. And honestly, at first, so I was standing like right behind where AJ and Devontae sit. And Aaron Andrews, I think, was like to the left of me. So when you're down there, a lot of the times, you know, you collaborate with other sideline reporters, whether mm-hmm. it's a national person or whoever. And we both kind of looked at each other like, what just happened? What's going on? Because we couldn't see the replay yet. We didn't know what started it. We just saw AJ being extremely emotional. Aaron Moore had the receivers coach, and Jordan Mailata were both kind of trying to calm him down, saying like, you need to just take a deep breath. It's okay. You know, sit down. Big Dom, of course, had to intervene as the replay showed. But at first we were like, what is happening? What did something like go down between a 49ers player and AJ? We didn't realize it was between AJ and Nick Sirianni until the replay happened. But yes, I saw that entire heated exchange, and it was, so I guess I can say shocking, but given, you know, AJ Brown and what he has been through or put us through this entire season, I guess not entirely shocking.
Yeah, and plus, you know, Sirianni can bark at people. So that's it's not shocking to me it happened. I wish it didn't, but it's not mm-hmm. shocking. Devin, if you had a guess right now, and there's a lot to go into this. I mean, obviously his play this season, everything that went on away from the field that he wasn't happy at times, a lot of times. And then the ramifications from a salary cap perspective and how they allocate money. Do you think Sunday was A.J. Brown's last game as an Eagle?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say because I think it's easy to point to the reasons why he won't be an Eagle. I do think that there's a misconception in A.J. Brown's happiness. I do still think he loves Philadelphia. I think he loves playing for the Eagles. I think he wears his emotions on his sleeves a lot, as we saw, you know, on Sunday with his, you know, heated altercation with the head coach. But I don't think that he's necessarily like unhappy here. That being said, you know, you mentioned his contract. Eagles have a ton of players coming up, especially on the defensive side of the ball, who need to get paid, and they might need that money to use elsewhere on younger players, especially defensive players, versus I hate saying the word aging, because like it's crazy that we talk about athletes this way, but you know, a receiver who might be on the back half of his career, who kind of came up short in moments this season, and especially in that final game, and caused some unnecessary drama. So I could see it going either way. I don't think that it would be, you know, AJ asking out. I don't think that he's like unhappy. I think he just is an emotional player.
Devin Caney with us here as we unpack the end of the Eagles season. All right, so Devin, now we wait to see what is next. And there is a general and I think understood expectation the Eagles are probably going to move on from Kevin Petullo. Now, if you had a guess, do you think we're going to hear from the Eagles soon? Because, you know, on one end, it doesn't really matter if it's today or tomorrow. But on the other end of the spectrum, they're in the midst of coaching searches, right? All the teams around the league are coaching searches. There's a lot of former head coaches that are offensive minds that are out there that conceivably, you know, if the Eagles don't move quickly, they could end up getting jobs elsewhere. If you had a guess, do you think we're going to hear something soon? Or could it be like 2 years ago where it was over a week until the Eagles, you know, talked to us after the season ended?
Was that how long it was? I was just wondering.
I think it was like 9 days. Now, they did say 2 years ago there was a snowstorm, I guess, on the in-between there. So I don't know. But it felt like it took forever last time we did this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm honestly surprised we haven't heard anything already. I would assume maybe they're kind of giving it a rest, or the powers that be who make the ultimate decision aren't, you know, wanting to make an emotional choice and letting it kind of settle in. But I would expect that, you know, we'll hear within the week of Kevin Petullo's future with the Eagles. And I don't know if there's much of a future there. I heard you mention they might like downgrade his role and keep him on staff. I just don't think that. I think that it's probably best for both parties if they kind of go their separate ways. But he is, you know, really close with Nick Sirianni. So it also depends on how that relationship has lasted, or if it hasn't, you know, throughout this loss and this entire season. But either way, I don't think Kevin Petullo will be calling plays come next season. Mm.
So Devin, last time the Eagles went out in the first round, which was 2 years ago, they made some pretty drastic changes. I mean, they imported Vic Fangio and they moved on from their offensive coordinator and they signed Saquon Barkley. I mean, they really did a lot and that led them to a Super Bowl. Do you expect an offseason of big changes or tweaks around here to try to get back to where they want to be?
So something that stood out to me on the Jordan Mailata show last night when Elliot and Spike were talking to Jordan was Jordan said he wished that they could keep, you know, he knows they can't keep everyone, but he hopes that they keep about 75% or more of the guys, you know, on the roster around. And obviously you get, you know, emotionally attached to a lot of players, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Like, I really hope that they can keep N'Kobe and Reed and Jordan Davis. And I don't know if Jalen Carter is going to, you know, demand to get paid this offseason or not, but there's just a lot of really tough decisions and guys who have played together, especially on the defensive side of the ball, since college. And you do worry what that would do, say, if N'Kobe Dean doesn't return to the team chemistry, or at least the defensive chemistry, which has been incredible all season. You know, the same cannot be said for the offense, but the defense genuinely just looks like they're having fun and they love each other because they're all so close and they've all played together for years. So I think it's kind of balancing the team chemistry with talent and then, of course, the salary cap. Like, it might be a lot easier to sign Reed Blankenship to a cheaper deal than to, you know, have to pay N'Kobe Dean, especially when you have Jahad Campbell waiting in the wings. I know a lot of people think that Jahad was a disappointment. That wasn't the case. They love Jahad Campbell. Jahad Campbell had a great season. He's a rookie, and N'Kobe Dean just happened to be playing better than him. But I think that they have a lot of hope for Jahad Campbell's future with the team, and that can impact who they keep around. So I think we'll see changes. I don't know if we'll see like massive, massive changes. I don't know if we'll see a signing of the caliber of Saquon Barkley. I think tight end is a big position to watch, whether it's in the draft or in free agency or trades or what have you. That's a need. If they don't keep Dallas Goedert, they're going to have to figure out their tight ends situation. So it'll be an interesting offseason for sure, guys.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. A lot of big decisions by Howie. Devin, we appreciate hopping on. We will talk soon, and you have a good rest of the week.
Appreciate you.
See you guys.
There she goes. Devin Caney with us there. Yeah, I mean, look, when we get through the coaching stuff, they do have a lot of decisions to make on the roster, especially with how they're going to start to pay these defense players. 215-592-9494. All right, our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Haven't looked at the results yet so far. I mean, if I had to guess, though, this feels
75%.
Feels like a pretty easy one to guess. Is Kevin Pitullo getting too much blame? Wow, Hugh. You almost nailed it, 76% mm-hmm. on the no, which means people want to just, you know, it's fine, scapegoat him.
Honestly, low.
You thought it'd be 99?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think there's 24% of people seeing this clearly.
Yeah, they probably ain't looked at the poll yet. You give them some time.
Well, I think 24% are seeing this thing clearly. Let's see if Mark at Jersey is. He's up next on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Gentlemen.
Mark.
Let's get right to it.
Go ahead.
I am disgusted, mm-hmm. okay? And I am disgusted in A.J. Brown.
Okay.
This guy single-handedly sabotaged the entire season. And I'm not even so upset with him, even though I am. Nobody stepped to this dude. Management, Jeffrey Lurie, all you had to do was say, hey, look, man, cut the nonsense. You're messing things up. Well, you're
Jeffrey
being
Lurie
real
kinda,
selfish.
Kinda
if you tweet
up.
One more thing, if you go out there and did some cryptic message, or if I see that book, you're suspended.
So before you go on, Mark, before you go on, before you go on, now there was a report that Lurie did go up to him at practice and do what you said, no more. And from what I can remember, I don't think there was any more tweets or Instagram stuff after that.
He went up at practice and he hugged him. Yeah. And he said, you don't have to apologize.
That was reported, yeah.
That is an enabler. That's making him an enabler. That's saying, it's okay, AJ. I understand. That was the problem. It's like a weed that kept growing and kept growing. And he's like, well, nobody's going to say anything. Nobody's going to do any discipline. I can say what I want. And he just messed it up. I'm upset that Lane Johnson didn't pull him aside. Jordan Mailata, hey, dude, you're messing up. Stop acting like a 12-year-old. And they just let it happen.
Mark, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
I mean, because let's recklessly speculate
here
together.
Here we go.
Let's recklessly speculate together. You talk about the leadership in that locker room, right? And you talk about Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, and all those other guys. They see what's going on, right?
Yep.
Why do you think they didn't say anything?
They should have. And
no,
don't
no.
Even, I know
Mark,
where you're going.
Mark,
I know where you're going.
Mark.
I know where you're going.
No,
wait,
Mark.
No. No. Let me cook. You're going to say because they believe that he's right.
No, Mark. I wasn't going to say
Well, I kind of think Hugh was alluding to that too.
I wasn't going to say anything, Mark. I was asking you, why do you think they didn't do it? Like, okay, Mark. Between
you know why? Because they were afraid of him. He's a polarizing figure, and they didn't want to start no mess.
Lane Johnson, Mark,
you think Lane Johnson is afraid of AJ Brown? Stop.
Well, then why didn't he do something?
Well, I think Hugh is trying to speculate.
Let's recklessly speculate, shall we? If he's no, I'm just saying, Mark. I'm not saying it's real. I'm not saying it's
unbelievable.
Real.
Unbelievable. You guys are backing this dude.
Mark, time out. Stop.
Mark, I didn't back him.
I said in November after he went on the stream thing and ripped everybody, I said they should have traded him at the deadline.
Janky Rondo,
yo,
right?
I watched this guy catch his second touchdown against the Vikings. And he throws the ball into the stands.
I saw it too.
Starts cursing at the top.
They should have traded him at the deadline, Mark. I'm not defending AJ Brown.
They should have benched him for the start of one of those games. Say, listen, you're benched, and let everybody know that he's being benched. They coddled him. They coddled him, Mark, and allowed it.
You didn't answer my question.
Well, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just letting you know you didn't answer. You didn't answer the question.
I did answer it. I said they're afraid of him. That's why. Not because he's right. Because they're soft.
Okay. Well, right. Okay. If those
that
two
seems
are afraid,
unlikely.
My
it
answer.
Seems unlikely.
That's
so
my
so 52 guys in that locker room were afraid of him?
Apparently. Nothing got done. And what was the result, Hugh?
Mark,
when we really needed the guy,
he checked out. Yeah, I know. He checked out.
He dropped balls. He acted like he had better things to do. His body language was terrible all year long. It started with the Denver game. We quit on the route. We were up 27-6, and we lost the game.
No.
That was it started with Tampa Bay, and that became a game. Mm. Then we lost the Denver game. This guy, he ruined us, man. And the powers that be just let it happen.
Well, Mark, there's also door number three. There's door number three that none of us have mentioned.
What door?
Well, the door is he is a volatile person that if you push back, he checks out. Sirianni acted like a clown on the sideline, and then what did AJ do the rest of the game?
You know what? Sirianni should have done that nine weeks ago.
No, I understand.
Nine weeks ago, he should have done that.
I get it, Mark. But like sometimes you have to know the player and you have to know the person. There's, Hugh could speak, but this better than I can. There probably were some players that could take strong criticisms from coaches, could take being yelled, cussed out, whatever.
No, that was me.
Right, and then there's
cussed out all the time.
Then there are some that probably would not respond well. It's the same thing.
I know I'm about to get on.
Yeah,
you.
I was trying to use, in general.
I'm just saying.
You're using names, and I'm not.
I go. I probably go grip me up at it. But no, it was certain people you didn't yell at.
Yeah.
And you didn't talk to him any kind of way. You ain't talk to Ike any kind of way.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This wasn't going to happen. Like, he'll let you know. But Ike was that respected player too, though. You know, he had that respect. And if he felt disrespected, then he going to let you know. I looked at it, and I just kind of laughed about it because I was like, oh, man, whatever. But I remember vividly used to get cussed out. Like, in every meeting, what the hell are you doing? Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, oh, man, whatever. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, we know how this going to go. You know? I was probably, you know, I probably could handle that better, but I, you know, it didn't bother me like that. It didn't bother me.
Yeah, I'm not saying the Eagles handled the AJ thing well this year. I don't think they did. I just, sometimes there's volatile people that I'm not sure.
You got to know who you're rolling up on,
right,
man.
Like, I'm not sure what the right way to handle AJ is, other than get him out of here. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's coddle him, support him, yell at him. Does it anything work? I don't know. The owner did go up to him in the middle of practice. Whether or not he put his arm around him and said, you don't have to apologize. The report did say, told him to knock it off, right, on the social media stuff. And I guess to that extent, he did.
And I would even venture to say this, because I'm talking to Mark now, because, I mean, I hear you, Mark, and you might be right. But when given the opportunity, nobody really came to AJ, I mean, to Jalen's defense and said, no, it ain't Jalen. But they damn sure said it wasn't Kevin Petullo.
A lot.
Like, that was said a lot. Now, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right because there could be an element of jealousy because the quarterback is treated differently than everybody else. That's across every football team. That's sure. Just how it is. They're treated differently. But it is kind of telling that nothing was really, you know, everybody, like the receiver, it's not Kevin Petullo. And everybody kind of leave it like that. And then you got to start looking back at the cryptic things that were said all year long. AJ started it when he was like, y'all see it? And they're asking what that means. Y'all see it? You know, so there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah,
no question.
Well, that's what we're going to do all offseason. All right, let's go to Anthony in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Joe, if you think by you talking to AJ Brown, he curls up like a little girl, that's more an AJ character, isn't it?
I think the whole thing's a bad indictment on AJ. I agree. I'm just like, I'm not sure what the right way to handle AJ is.
And Devontae Smith and everybody in the locker room saying that it's not Kevin Petullo. If they do say it is Kevin Petullo, don't that open up another can of worms?
Sure, but it's pretty strong that they're saying it's not him.
They could have also answered it like Jalen did.
No, I guess I believe they're just saying the respectable thing to say.
How come Jalen didn't say the respectable thing to say?
You think Jalen didn't?
Well, no, but
AJ,
there was a huge difference in what Jalen said than what those guys said.
I'm just saying,
reporting what AJ said.
Well, no,
he spoke to AJ.
No, I'm just saying,
AJ, good.
No, right. But I'm saying, if we say Devontae and Saquon are just saying the right thing, then wouldn't Jalen saying something different be the wrong thing?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
No.
No problem.
Hey, Joe, let's go to all of the third down calls where there's draws. We giving up on drops.
I hate it. I know.
On the fourth down, the fourth down call.
Yeah.
Four verticals against cover four. Where's the creativity? There's no hook and ladder.
Anthony,
there's no.
If the season's coming down to a hook and ladder, we're done, guys. I mean, seriously.
No. Because, Joe, Buffalo season came down to a hook and ladder where they converted against us.
It also was the middle of the field, Anthony. I think we are.
Jalen threw the balls away on second down.
Horrendous, horrendous.
If Jalen would have threw an interception horrendous. Like he did against the Chargers,
Anthony, did you hear what Tom Brady said on the second down? Jalen bailed.
I was at the game.
Okay.
I didn't hear.
Well, Tom Brady said Jalen Hurts bailed a clean pocket on second down and cut the field in half. To me, I just want to finish. To me, it is. Anthony, I'm not talking about the Super Bowl. Anthony, I'm not talking about the Super Bowl. Anthony, I'm talking about Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening at 7:20. It is one of the worst plays of Jalen Hurts' career. I stand on that. Second down, season on the line, bails a clean pocket and throws the ball out of bounds. I don't know how, as a fan, you're okay with that, Anthony. It's horrendous.
I'm not saying that I am.
No, but we're having a conversation about it, and you're talking about the Super Bowl. Anthony, you're in the stadium Sunday, and Jalen Hurts bails a clean pocket. Why are you not critical of him?
What? He don't get more carries. Thanks Bigsby needed more carries.
Guys. No, that's not about Jalen. I'm talking about the coordinator.
Okay. Hey, Joe, so if you think we get a good coordinator, you think offense don't change?
Was the passing game good last year with Kellen Moore?
No.
Okay.
Also,
Kevin Petullo was here also last year. And he'd been here since Shane Steichen also.
He also was here as the pass game coordinator during Jalen Hurts' MVP season. Don't you realize it's about Hurts? It's not about the coordinator or the pass game coordinator. When Jalen plays well, he plays well.
Okay, so if you give Jalen Kyle Shanahan, you think that's not going to work?
I don't think he'd want Jalen Hurts, Anthony.
You give Jalen, who's another good offensive mind? Sean McVay. You think that's what
I don't think he would want Jalen Hurts, Anthony.
No? I think we're going to find out, Anthony. I think we're going to find out. I think
you give Jalen, who's up in New England?
McDaniels. Yeah.
You think that's not going to work?
We're going to find out.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I think of the three that you mentioned, he might do the best with him.
You give one of them good quarterbacks, Kevin Petullo. Do you think that's going to work?
I think a good quarterback would probably function with Kevin Petullo, Anthony. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how we're okay with the second down. It's an egregious play by the quarterback.
I'm not okay.
You mentioned the Super Bowl.
Jalen can play better.
Yeah, but that's all right. I can't, guys. I can't do this all offseason.
What can you do, man?
I just can't. Well, he won the Super Bowl last year. That's wonderful. We're talking about the game on Sunday. The game this past Sunday. Second and 11. Joe. He bailed a clean pocket and threw the ball out of bounds. You have three downs left in your season. Mm-hmm. Three downs. And Jalen Hurts took one of them and tossed it out of bounds. Like, I'm not saying anything that's inaccurate. How is anyone okay with this? He took one of your three downs left in your entire season and tossed it to Big Dom. And I'm supposed to sit here and say, Kevin Petullo.
Tammy did toss to Big Dom, though, didn't he?
I don't get it. It's going to stick in my head until he resurrects it and changes something
because,
next season.
Because let me tell you, and nobody wants to hear that you're trying to move on. Because that's what it sounds like. Not saying that it's going to happen next year.
They need better quarterback play. We all agree on that?
It feels like that's
okay,
the case.
Well, then he better get better or they better get someone else. This is not hard.
You know what's funny about this situation is that the further we get away from this moment, the more stuff is gonna leak out of that building about what potentially was going on. This is only the first couple of salvos that were fired.
Well, especially Petullo's gone because as you've said, you think he's a snitch.
Petullo about to sing like a canary.
No,
he about to sing because he caught a lot of heat. All I think about, man, is this man caught a lot of heat for something that he feels that he didn't do.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's gonna be some serious singing in offseason.
215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. We gotta react to a couple pieces of audio. Something Richard Sherman said recently about Kevin Petullo's thoughts on this, speaking of singing like a canary, and Donovan McNabb going against the grain a little bit with his thoughts on the Eagles offense, what they should do with Kevin Petullo. You'll hear Donovan next, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.